Welcome to Looking Ahead podcast. I'm your host, Mo, and today is my fourth episode in the Entrepreneurial Conditioning series. And today I will talk about how you can condition your family and friends to build a strong support system around you. Now, your family and friends are your first line of defense. They should be always backing you. But it's not only about the emotional backup that they can provide. They need to understand more about your journey. They need to understand how to support you. They need also to understand how you are going to grow in that journey. And also you need to diversify your friends. You need to make a little bit of a change of who would be your closest friends during that journey. So last time I talked about mental resiliency, and it was the first pillar of the five elements of building internal strength for you as an entrepreneur. And I talked about the thoughts, emotions loop and how that loop can take you into a down spiral where you're not able to look at things or at events in an objective way. And also I talked about your intention. What is your intention or your why behind founding your startup? And this is really important because this is what you can really hold on in the dark times and can bring some energy to you and orient you again when you feel that you're lost within your journey. And I talked about also how to separate the identity of your startup from your identity and make sure that you just have the right perspective about your startup as one of your projects. So let's get started in today's journey, talking about family and friends and how to condition them and make sure that they are supporting you in the best possible way. But before we get started with today's topic, I would like to remind you of the Entrepreneurial Conditioning Assessment. It's an assessment that you need to fill out. It's not going to take more than 3 to 4 minutes from your time. And you're going to get at the end a customized analysis about where you stand as an entrepreneur from the five elements that I discussed in a previous episode. And it's going to also put a lot of my discussion in the right perspective. So please fill it out if you haven't already, and also feel free to reach out to me throughout my website, muhammadfahmed.com, and I'm happy to answer any of your questions or listen to your feedback. All right, so let me start describing what is family and friends conditioning. You know, first of all, your family is anyone who is close to you. They're just experiencing your entrepreneurial journey on a daily basis or close to a daily basis. And your friends should be anyone who is also close to you enough that you can share your experience with. And your main goal, either before you get started with your entrepreneurial journey or throughout this journey, is to make sure that they are around you most of the time to support you, to give you an advice and support you emotionally whenever you need it, at the right time, in the right way. And you want them to understand what you're going through. You want them also to understand what kind of pain you're going to experience as part of you growing in your role as an entrepreneur. And whether you're a CEO, a CTO, whatever the function that you're also responsible for, you need to grow within that. So it's really important to educate them and make sure that they understand, you know, the process, they understand, you know, what does it mean to run a startup? So they need also to understand also what kind of events you're going to go through and the meaning of those events and the impact of those events on your startup, like, you know, getting funded or hiring another co-founder, or getting your first customer, or losing a customer, or having problems in your product. These are things it might appear as, you know, there might be internal problems within your startup, and maybe they're not going to be aware of them, but you know, those things are going to impact you a lot, and you have at a certain point to talk about these. So it's important to educate them about the significance of some of those events and why those events are really important to you and how they can support you. You know, what kind of emotions you're going to go through and how can they support you throughout, you know, those emotions. Some of them would be, you know, overexcitement. Some of them would be feeling down and desperate, and you feel that this is it. You're going to shut down your company. And if they do not really see them the right way, they're not going to be able to support you. So let me start with the first element of it, which is clearing the misconception about your journey and your position as an entrepreneur. So clearing the misconceptions about your entrepreneurial journey that your friends and family may have starts with you. Starts with you clarifying any misconceptions that you might have about the journey. And it's really hard, I know, especially if you're the first-time entrepreneur. And that's why part of family and friends conditioning is expanding your circle of friends and making sure that you have some other entrepreneur friends. And we're going to talk about that later on in this episode. But it's important for you to put things in perspective first and make sure that every time you go through an event, you're also bringing your family to the right perspective. Let me share a story with you, my own personal story about that. So at the beginning, when I first started being a full-time entrepreneur and got my first funding, I was so excited about that initial funding. And I thought that this is a very good validation of my startup and I'm going to be successful. And I was telling myself, well, those VCs are smart people. You know, probably they know that the idea is going to work. Otherwise, they wouldn't have given me the money. So I think I'm on a right path. And I did not really think that this is just a starting point of lots and lots and lots of hard work. And my wife also had the same perspective. And she thought that she was so proud, of course, and she thought that, you know what, you got the funding. This is great. This means, you know, pretty much as I was thinking about it, that, you know, I'm it's almost guaranteed that I'm going to be successful. And, you know, I learned the hard way that this is not the case. And the other way around, when I went through some really bad events, and I thought that those events are going to take my company down and I would just go out of business. And in reality, you know, that wasn't the case. And those are just typical events. And it was on me to decide whether those events are going to take the company down or not, like losing my co-founder or losing a key employee or, you know, a key, you know, potential customers that we were about to sign with. And at the end of the day, the deal did not come. My wife was impacted the same way. It was just a copy of my emotions. So I wanted to, you know, clear my misconceptions first and make sure that I'm conveying those events and my feelings about them in a more accurate way so that they can help me. Next, you need to explain to them and agree with them, especially your family, how they can support you. And that depends a lot on your personality. So for me, for example, it was all about having someone to listen to me. Sometimes I just need to spit out what I been thinking about, or my feelings about, you know, something that has been happening inside my my startup. And my wife is a very good listener, but I made some tweaks to how to I crack these conversations with my wife. I usually start with, look, I'm going to just share something with you. Nothing is really expected from you. Do not share any solutions or even think about it. I just wanted to talk to someone. And she immediately switches into the listening mode. She listens and listens and listens. And she started to understand over time that in those sessions, you know, that we're having together, it's all about, you know, just monitoring my emotional state and trying to elevate me by giving me hope that it's going to be solved, it's going to be fixed, but not necessarily giving me a specific solution. You know, some others, and you know, while I talked to other entrepreneurs, you know, they told me the biggest support that I can get from my family is just they don't talk to me. They just leave me until I fix the problem, and I usually talk with them about it after it's being fixed, or sometimes I even don't talk about this. So this is important. It's pretty much like setting the protocol between you and your family and how they can support you in certain, you know, situations where you need the support that actually works with you. And it's not binary. It's not, you know, black or white, and it's not going to always look like that. And sometimes, you know, it may get out of your control. You may look really depressed, so they have to intervene, you know, beyond that protocol. That protocol is not going to work anymore, and they have to intervene in different ways. This is fine. But most of the time, you will need to agree on a way of, you know, building an understanding and a conversation about what is going on within your startup and within you as a result of those events that you go through every day. So now that you cleared some of the misconceptions and created some sort of a protocol between you and your family and friends on how they can support you, it's now important for you to have the right set of friends around you. If you are the only one in your close circle of friends that is becoming a full-time entrepreneur, that's not a good thing. You need to find someone who's already an entrepreneur to work closely with you and be able to guide you through some of the events that you're going to go through. And I made that mistake at the beginning. I had a few really good friends, and most of them were executives and enterprise companies and maybe late stage startups. And I was always referring to them and tried to get some advice from them about some of the events that I'm going through, like, do I get this funding or not? Do I, you know, go to this event, and would it be helpful for my startup or not? And I realized they were sincere. They wanted really to help me, but I was having the wrong kind of advice, because they never ran a startup. They never, worked as full-time entrepreneurs. I remember one day I was consulting with a friend of mine. We were going to a conference, and I was, you know, explaining to him how we're going to, you know, build a booth, who's going to man the booth. And I told him, yeah, I'm going to be sitting there with my employees, etc. And he told me, no, you're a CEO. You should not be in the booth. And, you know, what he said made sense for a big enterprise company, because he spent most of his life working in big companies. And of course, the CEO would not be in the booth. But that advice was not, you know, the right advice that I got at that point. Because as a CEO, I'm the chief product officer as well, and I need to be close to customers and listen to their feedback and make sure that this is applied after the conference in our product and how we run our company. This is just a small example of how sometimes, even if the friend is sincere, that advice can take you into wrong places or can put you in the wrong perspective. When I actually changed that, and 2 years down the road, and started to talk more to other entrepreneurs and get their advice, about all aspects, the emotional and different strategic decisions, things started to change dramatically. Just spending 5 minutes with one of my entrepreneur friends, gave me a lot of depth about a lot of things and a lot of events that I was going through, as opposed to maybe spending 1 or 2 hours with my other friends who had never been entrepreneurs. So this is really, really important. And I highly recommend that you start looking for people who are close to you. They have family right like you, or if you don't have a family, they have the overall circumstances around them close to you where you can hang out with them frequently, get their advice, and you're going to also be a good companion to them. Sometimes when you share what you're going through, this gives them ideas on how they can handle some of the events that they're going through themselves. So one final point before we wrap up this episode, which is investing a dollar each day in your relationships, especially with your family. You're going to be away from your family for an extended period. And this is just the nature of doing business. And you being an entrepreneur, you're going to go to conferences. You might travel a lot, visiting customers, trying to sell them your product or services, and also, being on the road, trying to fundraise for your company and so on. And it's important to invest time and effort and attention in your relationship and making sure that you have strong ties with your family. Remember, in the previous episode, we mentioned that your startup is just one of your projects. It does not define you as a person. If it fails, you can still be successful. You're going to do a lot of other successful projects. And that's why it's important for you to invest in your relationship with your family. And think of it this way. Every time you spend a quality time or interaction with your kids or with your wife or parents or siblings, it's basically like adding a deposit in your relationship. You're just depositing $1 in that day. And then every time you're away from them, maintaining your business or building your startup, you're basically withdrawing a dollar from your relationship. So you do not want to be negative in your balance with your friends and your family. You always want to be positive and always want to grow your balance with them, because that balance is going to help you at the end. Number one, you're going to feel good about yourself because, family always come first. Business is like a rubber ball. When you drop it, it's going to bounce back to you. And family is like a glass ball. If you drop it, it's going to be shattered. So don't do that. It's really important to keep everything in perspective and make sure that your family is always number one. All right. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Looking Ahead. And today was the fourth episode of the Entrepreneurial Conditioning series. And today I talked a bit about the family and friends conditioning. And you need to do three main things. Number one, you need to make sure that you're clearing their misconceptions about you being an entrepreneur and your whole journey. And the second one is agree with them on a protocol on how they can support you. And this depends on you and your preferences and your personality. And finally, you need to expand your circle of friends and make sure that you have friends who worked as entrepreneurs and a bit ahead of you in their journey so that they can support you in the best possible way. And also, I had a side note about investing a dollar each day with your family. It's important to make sure that your family balance is always in positive. So thank you very much again for listening to this episode. Next time, I'm going to talk about financial safety and independence. It's a really important topic. And until then, keep looking ahead.